You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio. It's October 16th, 2020. I'm Emma Isaac, and this is a rundown of local news headlines. Authorities say a man from Boise pulled a gun on teens after they said they didn't like President Trump. Local News 8 reports police say a man has been charged after pulling a handgun on teens at a haunted house, all because they said they didn't like President Trump. Authorities say the Boise man, Joshua Lochner, was drunk at the time and was arrested on 6 felony counts of aggravated assault and 1 misdemeanor count of carrying a concealed weapon under the influence. Police found out about the situation when they responded to a call last Friday around 10:45 p.m. about a man who had a gun and was threatening people at a haunted house in Caldwell. Lochner is 37 years old and posted a $25,000 bond on Tuesday and was released. More court information will be released later on. The city of Rigby approved the proposal for fee increases to water, sanitation, park and rodeo, and traffic violations. The Jefferson Star reports resident water rates increased from $23 to $25 a month, went from $12.50 to $15 per month for a 96-gallon can, and park and rodeo fees also increased with annual passes and family passes going from $50 to $100. Track use for an individual pass went from $25 to $50. And finally, traffic violations are all going to be charged at $25. This includes things like parking violations, blocking a driveway, and violation of snow removal. The city of Logan, Utah, received an application for a new In-N-Out Burger this week. The Planning Commission is meeting on the 22nd of this month to discuss the application. Idaho State Journal reports the application says the proposed building site is on North Main. This would line the burger joint up with Highway 89 and 91. After the Planning Commission meeting, the application will go to a pre-development review on the 28th. Social media reactions have been largely positive, but there is a concern about how it would affect the road's traffic. The earliest the project could be approved is November 12th. This has been a rundown of local news headlines for October 16th, 2020. Be informed, be inspired. This is BYU Idaho Radio.